So I want to kind of focus on that situation, though. You have a patient with lymphangitic spread of the tumor HOPE into their lungs. You have this horrendous problem on her skin with recurrence. And now this lady had gotten, quite a bit of treatment at that point. But just sort of taking a step back about this kind of situation, when you see a patient who has ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic disease, do you kind of automatically think about, hormone therapy? That's kind of the traditional, you start with the least toxic first. But are there situations where even though it's ER-positive, you're going to start with chemo because they're so sick, you want to get a response quicker, you want to get a better response? Are there situations where even if the patient's ER-positive, where you're going to start out with chemo?
Yeah, I think there are two different types of situations where we would start out with chemotherapy. I think overall, chemotherapy is overused in the first-line setting in ER-positive metastatic breast cancer, and I've seen that from many emails that I received for a national randomized chemotherapy trial. So a lot of people email me questions over the last 3 years. So I think we always have to think hormone therapy first, but there are two kinds of situations. One is where not visceral metastases, because visceral mets can respond very well to ER-directed therapy, but the situation is where you really have, pending organ failure. So a patient who's short of breath, for example, we want a rapid response. Hormone therapy is slower. A patient who has, lots of liver disease, hepatomegaly, transaminitis, things like that, slightly elevated bilirubin. And then the second situation, or a patient who's extremely symptomatic from her visceral disease. The second situation is a patient who presents with de novo visceral metastases from ER-positive disease. That's a patient where we also might try and get a cytoreduction more rapidly with chemotherapy, and then put them on hormone therapy for maintenance, trying to maintain the response for longer.